For news, here is one of the most listened to broadcasts in all radio. News Around the World with Don Baker. Now, here is Don Baker.
Good morning from the ABC Newsroom in New York. Russia has broken diplomatic relations with Israel. Russia accused Israel of continued aggression and of continuing its drive toward Damascus. Shortly after Russia broke diplomatic relations with Israel, Radio Damascus said Israel had been bombing Damascus almost continuously since dawn. Confirmed by the United Nations, violations of the ceasefire in the Middle East at a special session of the Security Council this morning, Secretary General Uthant read this message.
Confirm air attack at 7:35 Greenwich Mean Time in area of Damascus Airport. A second air attack south of Damascus at 8:55 Greenwich Mean Time. And a third attack at 9:19 Greenwich Mean Time, north and northeast of Damascus.
And Uthant emphasized that this was a direct report from General Oddbull, the UN observer in the Middle East. I'll have more news in a moment.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try Lark.
There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
As you heard, while the UN meets in New York, fighting continues in the Middle East. ABC's John Cooley reports from Beirut.
A major battle is raging between Israel and Syrian forces in the approaches to Damascus. The Syrian broadcasts heard here in Beirut suggest that the all-out struggle is for Damascus itself. Syrian forces admit the loss of Qunaitre, 40 miles southwest of Damascus. John Cooley, ABC, Beirut.
ABC's John Scully says in Washington, the U.S. believes Russia has started a huge airlift of new weapons to the Arabs. President Nasser of Egypt is still president of the United Arab Republic. Nasser quit yesterday, but today said he was not resigning. Nasser says he will stay on as president of the UAR until all traces of aggression are eliminated. In Vietnam, U.S. planes pounded a power plant in Hanoi and a truck depot and a missile base south of Hanoi today. One U.S. plane reported down, the pilot missing in the air raid on Hanoi. On the ground, 24 people killed, two of them Americans, in a communist mortar attack at Ple Khu in South Vietnam. Joseph Cardinal Ritter died this morning in St. Louis. Cardinal Ritter was 74. Joseph Cardinal Ritter, the Archbishop of St. Louis, had been hit by two heart attacks this week. A spokesman for the St. Louis Archdiocese told ABC,
Joseph Cardinal Ritter, Archbishop of St. Louis, passed away at DePaul Hospital this morning at 5:47. After a long siege in the hospital, he passed away peacefully.
A spokesman for the Archdiocese of St. Louis. Vice President Hubert Humphrey in Bethesda Naval Hospital this morning. The stay to check on the results of antibiotic drug therapy he's been undergoing. The Vice President has a mild bladder infection. At Bethesda Naval Hospital, a spokesman had this to say about Humphrey's illness.
The Vice President first had symptoms of an infection some 6 weeks ago, shortly after his return from his two-week mission to Europe.
Vice President Humphrey will be in Bethesda Naval Hospital for a few days. In Cleveland, Martin Luther King has detailed a four-point plan to help improve the living conditions of Negroes in Cleveland. This is ABC News.
Go with the young mobiles.
If your life's kind of bland, make a change, take a stand. Deal yourself a new hand with the young mobiles. Come alive, get that feel. Buckle up, take the wheel. Step out front for real with the young mobiles.
Styled, powered, designed young. Built to stay young through trade-in time. The young mobiles from Oldsmobile.
Buy an Oldsmobile.
Did he say to go 4 miles to Route 3 and then take a left?
He said to go 3 miles to Route 4 and turn right.
I distinctly heard him say
the next time you take a trip, a couple of weeks before you plan to leave, stop at a mobile station and ask for a mobile travel routing form. You just fill in where you're going, and mobile will send you a marked route map, a booklet of travel and safety tips, and brochures that tell you things to see and do along your way.
Maybe it was 5 miles to Route 6.
It's a good way to get there.
This is News Around the World.
Back to Don Baker after we pause for station identification. In a moment, we'll hear direct reports from Cairo, New York, Amman, Jordan, and Washington as news around the world continues.
Gamal Abdel Nasser, still the president of the United Arab Republic this morning. Yesterday, Nasser went on Cairo radio saying he was resigning. An announcer for Cairo radio translated Nasser's remarks.
The sacrifices made by our peoples during the crisis and the heroic deeds of our armed forces will remain immortal in our history and an aspiration for the future.
As soon as the Nasser speech ended, Egyptians took to the streets of Cairo. They chanted, "We want Nasser," and President Nasser again went on Cairo radio. This time he said he would let the matter of his leave the matter up to Parliament. Soon after, Parliament met and unanimously refused to accept the Nasser resignation. So this morning, Nasser is still president of Egypt, and he may come out of his military debacle more powerful than ever in Egypt. Now more on that special session of the Security Council, which went into session early this morning. Syria and Soviet Russia launched a verbal blast at Israel, charging the Israelis with repeated violations of the ceasefire. Ambassador Arthur Goldberg had this to say.
Bombing by aircraft would be in violation of the ceasefire order of the Council and cannot be condoned. Firing from gun emplacements to Israeli villages would be in violation of the ceasefire order and should not be condoned. And we need, it is perfectly obvious, a comprehensive report as to what is going on in the entire area. That is what we have been asking for, and that is what we are entitled to receive.
And Ambassador Goldberg pointed out UN observers were getting only secondhand reports on the military situation in the Middle East during the early morning hours. That was underscored by Secretary General U Thant, who reported what he had learned from the Syrian side.
All observers and staff being called into Mixed Armistice Commission house area. This on the advice of senior Syrian delegate, who says he cannot accept the responsibility for UN military observers and staff outside the Mixed Armistice Commission house area.
Then U Thant told the Security Council what he had learned from General Ad Bull in Jerusalem. General Bull has been in touch with Mr. Sassoon of the Israeli Foreign Office, and U Thant explained,
Mr. Sassoon assured General Bull that UN observers would have freedom of movement and Israel liaison officers for them would be provided. Mr. Sassoon suggested that UN observers should visit settlements on the front lines with Syria in connection with the observance of the Security Council ceasefire.
Secretary General U Thant. That's the latest from the UN on news around the world. The Seminole Indians were kicked out of Florida over 100 years ago, but the Seminoles have now won an important decision in court that could pay them very well. A federal court of claims ruled yesterday that the Seminoles have established their legal ownership of almost all of Florida. The court of claims said in Washington that the Seminoles must be paid for 32 million acres of land. If the claim holds up, it could cost the United States government $40 million. The decision of the Court of Claims will be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The story of the claim to the land in Florida by the Seminoles goes back to 1821. The Seminoles occupied all of the land, but 2 years later were confined to a 4-million-acre reservation, and the Seminoles were paid $152,000 for the 28 million acres of land taken by the United States. The government argued in the Court of Claims that the Seminoles had owned only a small part of Florida. But the court said that actual possession of the land did not have to be proved by the Seminoles. The first evacuees from Wheelis Air Base in Libya arrived back in the United States yesterday afternoon. Mrs. Charles McLendon of Charlottesville, Virginia, is one of those evacuees. She's the wife of an Air Force major. Why does she think dependents were evacuated from Wheelis? Mrs. McLendon told ABC,
it was bulging. In fact, I think the main reason that we evacuated was because water and food were becoming a critical thing. And some of us had to leave some water and food for the men.
Mrs. Charles McLendon said Wheelis Air Base in Libya suddenly became a haven for all Americans in the area when the war in the Middle East broke out. One of the countries that suffered most in the brief but bloody Mideast war was Jordan. ABC's Louis Rukeyser is in Amman, Jordan. He has these details.
Reports still filtering into Amman give a more complete picture of the extent to which Israeli air power devastated the Jordanian forces. I've received a report from one high-ranking diplomat that Jordan has been left with virtually no air force and with as little as a third of its former army. It appears to have been a massive victory through air power, with Israeli ground forces, whenever they ran into heavy resistance, quickly calling in their French-made jets to destroy the Jordanian forces. And reports are beginning to grow that they killed a large number of civilians, too. Bushru Kaiser, ABC, Amman.
Senator Russell Long, the Louisiana Democrat, is firming up plans to help Senator Thomas Dodd of Connecticut. Censure of Dodd was recommended by the Senate Ethics Committee, and Senator Long tells ABC...
Senators, in some instances, have felt that they were compelled to vote against this man because of public opinion, which was created by innuendo, by misrepresentation, and perhaps even by libel and slander. But if they hear the simple facts of the case, my guess is that the judgment would be in favor of Senator Dodd.
And Senator Long says he has enlisted the aid of a distinguished New Orleans attorney to help defend Senator Dodd against the charges of wrongdoing. A ceremony at the White House. President Johnson swearing in Vincent Jimenez as a member of the Equal Opportunities Commission. The president said he wants every American to have a job, a good education, and a decent home. And President Johnson went on.
And that's what we've been working for all these past 3.5 years. That's what they refer to as the Great Society. And it's not great yet, but it's improved a lot in 3.5 years. And it's going to improve a lot more in whatever time we're allotted.
And President Johnson created a special committee to work for equal opportunities for Mexican Americans. The House Appropriations Committee has given its blessings to a $70 million defense bill and our ABC microphones on Capitol Hill, as Congressman George Mahan of Texas, the committee chairman, told about some of the things the bill covers.
It provides for the operation of about 940 naval ships. It provides for the procurement of 28 additional ships. It provides for additional nuclear ships, which will bring the total number of nuclear ships in the Navy to 111. It provides for the procurement of 3,450 aircraft and for the operation of more than 34,000 aircraft.
Congressman Mahan's committee, the House Appropriations Committee, also moved to block plans by the Pentagon to abolish a number of National Guard and Army Reserve units. More now on the condition of Vice President Humphrey. Here's ABC's Irv Chapman at Bethesda Naval Hospital.
The Vice President is here at Bethesda to see why he hasn't been able to shake a mild bladder infection. At this moment, the doctors are administering some tests, and his personal physician, Dr. Ed Berman, is keeping watch on the situation. The symptoms showed up after his trip to Europe 6 weeks ago. He came here for a diagnosis last month. Mr. Humphrey's been dosed with antibiotics, but the infection persists. It hasn't hampered his hard-driving schedule, which he expects to get back to next week. Like President Johnson, who paid 2 visits to the surgical suite of this hospital in the past 2 years, Hubert Humphrey's a man who won't sit or lay still any longer than he has to. Irv Chapman, ABC at Bethesda Naval Medical Center near Washington.
Tornadoes and thunderstorms injured several persons and caused moderate damage in parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri overnight. And that's the latest on the weather on News Around the World. State police in New Mexico have captured Reyes Tejerena near Bernalillo, New Mexico. Tejerena, the leader of those Spanish Americans who shot up a courthouse in Tierra Amarilla, New Mexico, on Monday. Dr. Timothy Leary, known as the High Priest of LSD, says he's not going to lecture anymore. Dr. Leary says he'll just live in the woods near Millbrook, New York. The Defense Department's drafting 29,000 men into the Army in August. The August draft call is up 9,100 men from the July draft. There was a new incident in Korea today. South Korean troops in a 20-minute battle with North Korean communists at the border between the two Koreas. South Korea says it killed 5 of the North Koreans. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania yesterday, a passenger train crashed into a freight train, 31 persons injured. And the FM Stamper Company of Marbley, Missouri, calling back about 1 million of its coconut cream pies. Those coconut cream pies made by FM Stampler may be contaminated by bacteria. Writers for News Around the World this week were Ted Whitcomb, Bert Friedman, Gil Longin, and Mike Valenti. And that's News Around the World. This is Don Baker, ABC New York.
You're behind the sports scenes with Chris Schenkel.
Fleet Days on the ABC Radio Network.